Hi, this is Sam. I would like to thank Japan for apologizing about World War II. I think their need to apologize was negated by Nagasaki and Hiroshima, but the gesture is still appreciated. Thank you, Japan. This brings up another big topic in our news. Something that's been going around a lot lately, and has actually been going around for a lot for the past, say, 20-some-odd years, is the fact that our Earth is being destroyed by nuclear waste, energy, and gas, and fossil fuels, and so on and so forth, and what have you, cows farting, you know. But something that I thought about when I was reading the headlines today was how jaded we've all become to this. It's like hearing a song over and over again. It loses the power to impress and give you those chills that it gave you when you first heard it. The Earth being destroyed no longer makes us afraid, it no longer worries us, it no longer bothers us, when in actuality it should. If we brought a primitive over from Africa who had never seen technology before, and he miraculously was able to speak English, he would be baffled by what he saw. The urban decay of America and the world, and you know, the world around us, is pretty spectacular, if you really think about it. I mean, there are only a couple of places in which the Earth is still allowed to do what it wills. Mother Nature still rules those places. Well, in actuality, Mother Nature rules us too, but we choose not to realize that. Earthquakes will happen no matter what we do. Tornadoes will always come. Hurricanes will always destroy houses. Tsunamis will always destroy in countrysides. And even if we did come up with a way to control these weather patterns, I think it would actually get worse. Because all these things happen for a reason. I think humans try to avoid death and want to control the weather. And, you know, it's all part and parcel of the same disease. And that's fear, human fear, which makes it difficult for us to think. We can't contemplate death. We can't say, hey, tomorrow we may die, and feel good about that. I mean, sure, I'm not saying that death is a good thing, and, you know, I'm opposed to killing anything, really. Except for spiders. But the fact is that death will always be there. That is one thing that is a constant in our lives. If you really think about it, we live to die. We serve no other purpose than to live and to die. Everybody's like, oh, the world is meaningless and I have no purpose in life and I don't know what to do. But that is the meaning. There is no meaning. Thus, that must be our meaning. What else do we have but to be good, but to live? I mean, you may say, what else can we do but be evil? And, I mean, that's your choice. No human is inherently good or evil, thus it is our choice to be bastards or to be benefactors, you know, I mean, which do you choose? I always say it takes all kinds to fill this crazy world. We need idiots so that good people have something to compare themselves against, you know, smart people, because if there weren't any idiots, then how would the smart people know that they're smart? The same thing as if there weren't evil people, how would good people know they were good? I think we need people to survive, people and their differences, and their similarities. Paula Abdul has sympathetic reflex dystrophy, which causes her severe pain. She denies addiction to pills or anything of that nature, but I say whenever I watch American Idol on Tuesday, she sure looks drunk to me. Maybe it is drunk, you know, and not pills. I mean, nobody has to criticize her like that. I'm not sure what this has to do with world decay, but somehow I think it has something to do with it. I don't know. It didn't spring to my mind for no reason. For that matter, the show American Idol also makes me think of the decay of our world and our culture and our society. By the way, I would like to encourage all of you out there to please vote for Carrie Underwood every single week. I think she is by far the person with the most talent there. Anwar was voted off this week, and he's a pretty amazing singer, and I think he should have been there till the end, but he wasn't. There's a website dedicated to voting for the worst idol to make it interesting, or else everything would be so clear-cut. I tell you, it's not clear-cut this year. I'm not sure if it was clear-cut any of the other years either. I mean, I didn't watch last season, but I sure wouldn't expect Fantasia to sing. It's not like people were obviously thinking, ooh, Fantasia will be the winner. And this year there are three people who I believe are seriously in the running. There's Bo Bice, there's Carrie Underwood, and there's Constantine Maroulis. Constantine Maroulis, I think, is a tool. Sure, he's handsome, and sure, yada yada yada, girls can scream over him, but he's not that amazing of a singer. He is obviously tailoring his performances to the ladies, and it's obvious that he's willing to change with whatever the fads are. In short, he's a quote-unquote rocker who sold out. He is the epitome of that paradigm. Now, Bo Bice is good. He's a wonderful performer, and he's got a nice, pleasant voice, and it's an interesting voice too, but it's not impressive in any big way. Also, I don't think Bo Bice should win, because he's already got his shtick. You know, he's already got a rock band, he can already do his thing, you know. He doesn't really need American Idol, to be honest with you. And the silly Paula Abdul has been saying that for a while now. Carrie Underwood, I think, is very deserving. She's young, she's only 22, she's got an absolutely gorgeous voice, and she does everything. She does country, she does rock, she does R&B. Her voice is able to do it all. She's got a shitload of talent, and she reminds me of Kelly Clarkson, but in some ways she's even better than Kelly Clarkson. So there you go, and I really like Kelly Clarkson too. Yes, I am a pop freak. Well, this makes me think of myself. Perhaps I am also a big reason why this world is decaying. Perhaps I am the decay. And, well, if that's so, then I can't help it. If you have any comments on this long, boring, and too serious cast, please address your emails to bluecansam@gmail.com. Thank you.